who are riding the Gamergate Wall Street bets short squeeze of the hedge fund managers. So phone lines open end to end today.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
fellow comrades under Chairman Biden, it is Friday, January 29th, 2021. Last Friday of this January, so you know what that means, as is tradition on the War Room. It is Veterans Call-In Special Day. And I think this could be the most important Veterans Call-In Special we've ever done here. I'm not sure how many we've done. In fact, do we have that number, guys? Let me know how many we've done. I think we may be going on eclipsing 20 now, maybe. But specifically, I want to know what the veterans think about Biden's first week and a half in office, what they think about the military now being purged and vetted of any Trump supporter and labeled a white supremacist, and what they think about when they see D.C. under martial law lockdown. They tear down the water, they tear down the wall at the southern border, and then they build it around the criminals in D.C. So those are the questions for the veterans today, but it is your call-in special as a veteran, so you are welcome to comment on anything. We just ask that when you call in, let us know the branch of the military you're from, what state you're in, and we'll get you on the line. And so that is what my team is doing right now. Also, Alex wants to hear from people who are riding the wave of Gamergate 2.0, short squeezing the hedge fund billionaires, Wall Street bets. So any of those callers are also welcome to get through today. And, of course, we have veteran guest host as well, Tyler Nixon and nurse Erin Olszewski. Now, while the crew is aggregating your calls, I'm going to do a news blitz. And I think I can probably get all the news out here in 7 minutes. I think I'm that good at my job. Starting with this story from Zero Hedge. Chinese bombers carried out simulated attack on USS Roosevelt carrier near Taiwan. Now, if you remember, I covered this story. Basically, China is expanding in the South China Sea. China is expanding into Thailand. They're expanding into Taiwan. I even think they may have gone into Turkey. And so we, in a response to all this aggression after Trump left office, Biden's move, or whoever made the call, said, we'll send the USS Roosevelt over there to monitor the situation. And now it's being used in Chinese military drills. I think there are some serious questions that need to be asked about this. But of course, the inept bums and hacks in our media and press that actually get access to Jen Psaki, the press secretary for Biden, they won't ask about this. In fact, I would bet that none of them even know about this. And I would also assume that Jen Psaki probably doesn't even know about this. Or if she did, she would just have to circle back around. U.S. intelligence officials say Chinese government is collecting Americans' DNA. Now, I can get to the ins and outs of this, but you have to understand, when they started rolling out the DNA, find your ancestry stuff, this was always the agenda. This was always the agenda. First, you get people to volunteer to put your DNA in a bank, in a database. Then you make it mandatory. And so, of course, when they start rolling that out for consumer goods, it's going to eventually be turned into a data bank. And so that's what's going on. And by the way, there's even mixed stories about whether the ancestry stuff that traces your DNA is even that accurate. But there you go. So your DNA banks, fingerprint banks, it's all coming. And it'll be the one world government. You won't even have American sovereignty. Now, this is what I do would want to hear some of the veterans weigh in on today. D.C. officials announced plans to have a permanent wall around the U.S. Capitol. Permanent wall. Now, they just halted all construction on the southern border wall, but now they want to build one around the criminals in D.C. So I guess that means walls work, huh? From keeping criminals out, or at least in their view. But see, they're the criminals. But when you're that big of a criminal in government in D.C., of course you're building walls. Of course you're having military there to protect you with guns while you're calling to take the guns of the people. This is the lowest rated Congress in U.S. history, impeaching the highest rated president in U.S. history when they literally can't even impeach him. He's not even in office. Totally unhinged, totally out of control. Not to mention the billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, I could go on, of our money that they send overseas. Yes, them in Congress. They're the insurrectionists. QAnon Shaman. You're all familiar with this individual. QAnon Shaman, willing to testify against Trump in impeachment trial, saying it was Trump that told him to do it. It was Trump who incited the insurrection. Wow. You pussy ass bitch. Support for Trump hater Liz Cheney drops like a rock in Wyoming. Only 13% would vote to reelect her, the darling of the GOP elites, the darling of the left-wing media. And, of course, she's severely unpopular. Matt Gaetz went up there and was received like a champion. Nobody likes Liz Cheney. But see, this is a new ripple now, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new ripple. Because what are they going to do? They're going to have to let Liz Cheney go. She can't win in an election. It'll be obvious. But they want Liz Cheney in there. They want that vote. They want that voice, that name on TV. So do they just rig it to put Liz Cheney in? Are they going to be that bold to just now clear even rig tiny little elections that we can all tell they rigged? I think we'll find out in 2022. Vile MSNBC hack says Republicans are willing to kill those who disagree with him. Actually, it's the exact opposite. But see, this is another, that's Eddie Glaude on MSNBC. This is yet another sign and symptom that they're afraid of justice, folks. This is them projecting. They want to kill us. They want to silence us. They want to send us to the gulags. Everybody knows it. They're admitting it. So this is them now projecting, saying, oh, no, they want to kill us. They want to kill us. No, 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 no. We know you want to kill us, but you're trying to play your card first to try to control the narrative. But we're smarter than that, and nobody's listening to you. But then they act like they're so afraid because Lauren Boebert carries a firearm into Congress. Well, if you're so afraid of we the people, and so you have all these soldiers around you, wouldn't you want a gun to defend yourself? Again, these people in Congress are afraid of justice, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth Warren, who would have seen this two-faced fraud, half of her face American Indian, the other half depends on what day it is. Elizabeth Warren begs SEC to punish Reddit investors who inflicted financial damage on the hedge fund managers. Oh, remember how she was against Wall Street when she was campaigning? Oh, Elizabeth Warren, just a total fraud. Just a complete fraud. Hey, Bernie Sanders already sold out to Wall Street. Will AOC sell out next? Kevin Kleinsmith, the fall boy for the illegal spying on Donald Trump in 2015 and 16 by Obama and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and others. Well, ladies and gentlemen, This is the guy that they're saying, oh, it was all him. He forged the email. That's how he got the FISA warrant. We thought it was legit. We had no idea. We didn't know Christopher Steele made it all up. We had no idea. We don't even know where Helper is. Oh, my gosh. We have nothing. We have no idea what's going on. Oh, people spied on Trump. Oh, who knew it? I didn't even know. Who put the wires there? Who was recording the phone calls? We have no idea. Oh, who made this email? And so it's all Kevin Kleinsmith. He's the guy, FBI attorney, who forged an email that got the FISA warrant, receives 12 months probation, 400 hours of community service. You think he'll serve it? And a $100 fine. Pfft. There's your justice in Spygate, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, did you see Hillary's revenge going after Ricky Vaughn on Twitter? Douglas Mackey is his name, saying misinformation is a crime now. It's satire, but he faces 10 years in jail. What about the liberals who bought this billboard and made an anti-Loeffler Purdue billboard posing as a Trump supporter, but they weren't? I mean, what about that? What about the liberals that pretended to be Christina Wong and a Trump voter and did a video and it was all fake? Do they face 10 years in jail, or is just the guy that Hillary wants in jail? I'm just wondering.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president, they're coming after you, they're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming, we were the first main target, and we're still on air. at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And the lines are lit up with veterans ready to call in. The three topics: the Capitol in lockdown, build walls around the D.C. criminals, take them down on the southern border. The military purge / vetting of Trump supporters. And also, if you want to weigh in on the trans ban being lifted by Biden, so putting transsexuals back in the military. And then Chairman Biden, first week and a half in office. And then also, if you can get through, the lines are lit, if you can get through Wall Street bets, Gamergate 2.0, short squeeze, billionaire hedge fund, if anybody involved in that wants to weigh in on the latest and what's going on, if you can get through, you're also welcome on today's transmission. But we have the great veterans on the line. By the way, Tyler Nixon coming up, Aaron Olszewski coming up, and we've got Patricia Holliday on the line with her husband now. Normally, we just have Patricia. They're both on the line now. It's a story we've been following here just organically through the phone lines where they have a missing son who was a soldier missing from an Army base. There was an update when the last time they called in, he didn't go AWOL. They have an update for us now. Patricia Holliday, what is the latest in the story with your missing son from the Army base?
Thank you so much, Owen. The first thing I want to say is my mother called me this morning and told me to mention the soldiers in D.C. right now and how horribly they're being treated on my daily life stream.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad that you brought that up because I'm going to add that also to the list, the treatment of the soldiers at the Capitol. Absolutely.
Yes. She just said, Pat, you need to mention that in your live stream. I do have Team Fine Richard Holliday that follows us on Facebook, even though we were there on January 6th passing out flyers and prayer candles to cause more awareness for our missing son. And then I live streamed while I was there in D.C., and so Facebook restricted my live feeds for 30 days. But I go through my husband's feed and I wear a facial shield so that the facial recognition can't recognize me and mute my voice. So we did find a way. We're going to make a way to find our son. So he is designated missing, and it's day 190 from the barracks at Fort Bliss. And so we had a 15-6, which is an investigation of his battalion, and they came back and said everything was just A-OK. But they can't really admit what happened because Richard was made an example out of. That's the bottom line. He left base on March 28th just to go for a drive by himself and got caught up in a traffic pattern that led him to the Bridge of America. As he made a U-turn, they arrested him because they were afraid for their lives and took him to William Beaumont to be tested. There was no charges made. And so then the Army decided, his leadership, to give him an Article 15. That was a field grade Article 15 to totally destroy him, take his ranks away, 45 days of extra duty until midnight in full battle rattle in 90 degrees heat with a mask on. Because we heard Friday, a week ago today, from the general that all the soldiers were leaving anyway. They weren't it was a shelter in place order, but they were leaving anyway. They were breaking the seals on the back doors. And so, Richard wasn't locked up in the barracks, like they said. And I'm like, okay, then why did they give him the Article 15 for taking a drive by himself? So that's the update. Of course, there was a girl that said a guy in his unit had Richard's credit card. And there was another man that posed as an FBI that came into a shop that said, Richard, Richard was found. Richard is dead. I'm FBI. So we're trying to get answers here and awareness, but it's hard. So we're calling in, and I'm using Vitamin Mineral Fusion to help me through it.
Well, I can't even imagine what it's like looking for answers and not getting any, and have your boy out there, and you're just completely unaware of what might be going on. So our thoughts and prayers are with you. We're glad every time you call in. And, you know, I hope that Richard can find some solace in this situation and hopefully just come home. Just come home, Richard. Patricia, thank you so much. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. We're glad you got through here today. Let's now go to William, Army and Navy veteran in Arkansas. William, you're on the Veterans Call-In Show. Go ahead.
I would like to comment on the wall that's up around the Capitol and the responsibility to all soldiers concerning the law and the Constitution. Every year you are given the information and reminded, and you sign a paper that you've been given a class that is you don't follow unconstitutional, illegal, or immoral orders. You will be held individually responsible for doing something illegal, immoral, or unconstitutional. So when we're thinking about these soldiers turning their guns on the American society, those individual soldiers, the police officers, and everybody who has sworn an oath to our way of life and the Constitution need to remind themselves about which direction those weapons are pointed.
Well, are you aware of this? It barely got any media coverage, William, but are you aware that Nancy Pelosi actually requested multiple machine gun turrets be placed outside the Capitol to be aimed at the American people? It got rejected, but are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm very in tune for many, many years of what's been going on. I wish you guys would do a two-hour special every night to go over everything that you've done over the many, many years and show all the repeated injustices, right? You've got just miles and hours of dialogue. I've been watching this so long, I get frustrated and very short-tempered with people that are just now catching on board, and they want to control the dialogue. I want to say, shut up. I've been on top of this since the 60s, since the 70s, right? It's just unreal. The other thing is that I would like to offer everybody an opportunity to help you out financially. I want to give you a water company. I have two farms in Arkansas. I will give you the water rights. I'll give you the land if I have to ease any legal constraints. I want to still cut the hay and raise vegetables off of it.
Well, hold on. Before we go any further here on air, because this is obviously going to be have to be handled off air, and so we can get your information. I'm curious, though, are you in northern Arkansas?
No, I am in southern Arkansas.
Southern Arkansas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have total ownership of this. I have the deed, abstract, title, everything.
All right. Well, let's just refrain from any more details here on air. But let me just tell you, first of all, what a generous offer. We're definitely going to get in touch with you about that. And, you know, there is some beautiful land out there in southern Arkansas as well. Very underrated. It's lakes. It's mountains. It's valleys. That's very nice. So, William, God bless you. Great call. We'll put you on hold, William. And, guys, let's just get some of his personal information, and, you know, we'll see. Wow, I mean, what a way to start the Veterans Call-In Show. Boy, oh, boy, that's incredible. All right, Tyler Nixon coming up next. We'll be right back.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWar store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right? Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, unfortunately, our scheduled guest, Tyler Nixon, is unable to join us now, but that's okay because the lines are full of great veterans still to come on. The topics today for our great veterans: what do you think about the Capitol lockdown, tearing down the southern border wall, building it around the criminals in D.C.? The military purge and vetting of Trump supporters, labeling them white supremacists, transsexuals back in the military. Chairman Biden's first week and a half in office. There's conflicting numbers. I think it's like 27 executive orders and like 42 executive actions or something like that. Anyway, it's a record. It's ridiculous. They say they toppled a dictator. No, you just put one in. And it's Chairman Biden, just an extension of the Chinese Communist Party. And then if any Wall Street bets, Gamergate 2.0, short squeeze, the billionaire hedge fund guys can get through as well. We'll take your phone calls. Lines are filled right now. If somebody drops off, that means there's a line open for you to call in. So we go back to the veterans on the line. Alan, Navy veteran in Tennessee, Alan, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Owen, great to talk with you again. Hey, I just want to say first thing about this short squeeze. Hey, good on the little fellas for taking it to the big guy. You know,
right on.
Make them hurt. Make them hurt. They've been doing that to us for years.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is all these executive orders. They've been written, I believe, for 6 years. They were all written by Obama, and they were meant to be implemented by Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Well, hey, that you may be right, but that would only be for a small handful of them, because I think five or six of them are COVID, and five or six of them are literally just reversals of what Trump did.
Okay, granted. I'll give you the COVID thing. Yeah, that just came out.
But yeah, I mean, most presidents get in, and I'd say the average probably about four or so in their first week or two signing executive order. So yeah, there was definitely backburners for Obama there.
Well, I think President Trump did what, seven in his entire 4 years?
No, Trump had to do at least 30 in his 4 years. But in his first week, I think, or his first month, I think it was four maybe.
Okay. That's good. But yeah, I'm telling you, I put a post on Facebook day before yesterday and said, this is the beginning of the end. Boom. It got shut down. It got taken off.
Yeah, you don't have free speech on Facebook.
Oh, no. Well,
by the way, speaking of Facebook, since you said this, very interesting development here. Story from The Hill that just got published. Facebook reportedly considering antitrust lawsuit against Apple. This is very strange. So is the infighting in the elites beginning? Is there a civil war inside the elites right now in big tech? Very interesting development there. So we'll see where that goes. But Alan, since you mentioned Facebook, I wanted to bring that up.
All right. Well, appreciate you, Owen. Take care, man. Have a great night.
Thank you. We're so glad you called in today. All right, let's go to Mike. Uh-oh, what happened here, guys? We had a little malfunction there on the screen. Chairman Joe Biden took over the screen there for a second, guys. Pull up my callers again, guys, just real quick, please. That's okay, guys. No worries. Oh, boy. We're having a total Biden over here on the... Okay, we got... All right, Mike. Mike, you're on the air. California Marines. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Bodies before you go to sleep at night. Take a couple of them after 20 years of carrying that equipment around. It does wonders. Anyway, so as far as the President Biden goes, I'm going to put a damper on everybody here. After a number of years in the military, there's a couple things you learn. You learn that the world is two things, the way you want it to be and the way it is. Seldom do the two merge. So right now, we're not in the world the way we want it to be, but now you got to operate within it. You got to learn how to adjust to it. You're mentioning a bunch of stuff on here that's really relevant. Once these people all get in charge, which they are now, they'll start eating their own. That's when you can make maneuvers. If you're going out and protesting, and you saw what happened on January 6th, all they're doing is identifying who you are. Okay, so if you have any kind of experience in counterinsurgency operations at all, you realize what they're doing is what we do. It's just the way it is. The American people, they set back. They let this happen. They had 4 years of President Trump. They didn't do anything, really. They just kind of waited and see what happened. They wait and see what happened. It has to start at the local level, and you have to stop complying with these masks. And this isn't just the individual people. This is the businesses. The businesses have to say, hey, we're open. You don't have to wear a mask. And then people come in without a mask. All these things are all interconnected.
Yeah, and see, the problem with that, because I completely agree. And I think what we're learning here is that the corporate government is already so big and powerful, it's already running most of these businesses, and that's why they don't take off the mask.
That's right, and you're absolutely right. And so in that respect, we may have waited too long. Now we have to revert back to the beginning. We have to go back to technology. They're using technology that is so far advanced that you can't compete with it. So you have to go back to not using technology. That's the way insurgents are successful. They keep it low. They don't use the technology, and we can't keep up with them. So we're always chasing them because we're not locked into the way they're operating.
Well, and I also think there's a, I mean, eventually, see, once everybody knows their phone is spying on them now, but I think if it gets to the next level of surveillance, I think people will start to put their phones down, or it'll become something that you only pick up or put in your pocket when you need it. And it'll just become a thing that you put in a Faraday box. We have the pocket protectors, the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. And you just put it in there and just leave it there till you need it, because it's like, yeah, it's spying onto me. It's recording. It's listening to everything. You know, I don't want it here.
Yeah, and you're right. And so in closing, what I will tell you is successful military operations require three things, just like a fire requires three things to burn effectively. Successful military operations require you be able to shoot, move, and communicate. They've taken away the communication factor. You will never have any kind of successful operation without the ability to communicate, and they control that ability right now. That's just the way it is. You have to learn to live with it, and you have to learn to adjust to it, whether it be President Biden or any other president for that matter. You're just going to have to sit back. You're going to have to gauge what's going on, get a lay of the land, let them start to get comfortable, and let them start to eat their own, and then you can maybe start to mount some kind of an effective voter operation where you can get American idealistic people back into office again. Right now, they control it. It's just the way it is. Learn to live with it and then adjust to it as we can. But you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I love InfoWars, love Alex, and keep it up, man.
Thank you, Mike. Great call. Let's jump quickly to Ivan, a Marine from FEMA Region 4, on Tyrant Biden. You know, I've been saying Chairman Biden, Tyrant Biden, but on Tyrant Biden. Go ahead, Ivan. Did we lose Ivan? Going once, going twice. Ivan, we miss you. Call back if you can get in. You know what, folks? We've got a minute left, so let me just take us to break to remind you about InfoWarsStore.com. The January Mega Sale has 2 days left. You've already heard callers call in and mention the great products, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Unfortunately, that's sold out. You can get on the waiting list at InfoWarsStore.com, though, to make sure you have some. So it doesn't get sold out before you can get back on the site there or try to purchase it. But the bodies is in stock. It's on discount at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a real big special on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters right now. I can't tell you about how much I love these things. I'd be going on for too long. I have three in my house. $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter right now. $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. That's the best deal you're going to find on the best air filter on the market. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund ourselves and give you the best supplements, the best emergency food and preparedness supplies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world, but they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Back here on the Veterans Call-In Show. About to go back to the phone lines. A couple things I want to hit here before we do. You see this image. My crew here is pretty much all millennials, so I'm sure most of us relate to this. But, you know, I am old enough to remember an old place called Fungo Games. I think it was Fungo Games. You guys remember that? Or Fungo Land or something? And then came GameStop. But, yeah, this is part of in the Federalist story. The GameStop saga is part of the elites versus populists war. And, you know, I got to say, I am so happy where InfoWars stands on this, because we've always been the underdog. We've never been considered part of the elite, part of the establishment. For decades, this has been the number one anti-establishment news force media team in the West, in the world. So I'm so glad we're headquartered here in Austin, Texas, and not New York City or Los Angeles or Washington, D.C. Thank God. Thank God. So great to be with you, to be with you, the fellow Davids, taking on the Goliath. And we're having massive victories, and we're throwing haymakers back and forth right now. Are we not? And now, our great Attorney General Ken Paxton. Man, this guy, I mean, you're not supposed to clap and cheer on air, but when I do, it's for Ken Paxton today. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issues 13 civil investigative demands into Robinhood, Discord, Citadel, and others that suspended stock trading and investing. Boom. The same Ken Paxton that had a successful lawsuit against the Biden administration insurrection of opening our southern border. Telling you, man, it's haymakers back and forth. And see, the beauty of it is Biden is just sitting there. He don't even know what's going on. So it's like the media and the actual establishment with Biden just sitting at the helm of it all, just like lost. It's like, doesn't even know what's going on. So this is really an incredible time right here, this span of time. We're out of the 79 days of hell and into the days of revelation in many ways. All right, we go back to the phone lines here. The great veterans on the line. We go back now and we have Roger, a Marine, calling in from New York. Go ahead, Roger.
It's Rog. Called me Rog before the last time, but yeah. Anyway, I just had a real quick thing I just wanted to give you because I'd rather hear you pontificate on it. Now, doing the art of war, one thing that I've been telling people around here, what's going to happen is not only are they going to do separate the normal culture, the standard civilians, but then they're going to do it within the police, then they're going to start with the National Guard, then through the military, and then they're going to go up through the state Senate straight up. And that's exactly what is happening. They're devising it so that everybody separates, they can push everyone aside, and the UN is going to step in because they're going to be the martial law. There is no reason Russia should be off our West Coast, and there is no reason that, you know, the Chinese should be in Canada and Mexico, obviously.
Well, and notice how they use the same tactic, and this is how you know it's the same people doing it, because they always say white supremacist, white supremacist, white supremacist. Oh, you made a bunch of money on the stock market yesterday? Oh, you're a white supremacist. What? Oh, you're in the military? You like Trump? Oh, you're a white supremacist. So, I mean, you know it's the same people because they're using the same playbook. And that's what shows how totalitarian this corporate government is right now. And for the Democrats to be going along with it, calling for the vetting of the military, I mean, I can't imagine how bad that would make people feel to go through that. Like, they can't be trusted?
Yeah, they're dividing the military as well. And that way, it makes us all look like a bunch of kooks over here, and the UN has to step in to take control.
How do you think that goes, though? I mean, it's the left that's anti-police.
It doesn't go good behind every blade of grass. You know that.
Well,
I don't want that. I love everybody equally, man, and I hate them just as well. But it does not go good.
No, I just hope that the left realizes what they're bringing in, because that's it exactly. I mean, you just brought it up. I mean, that's the end plan here. They can't have a United States military. You just can't have it, especially with all the veterans. So you have to demonize all of it. And then that's, like you said, bring in the UN. Oh, the military can't be trusted. I just hope these people in the media and in DC realize what they're really asking for. Cause I mean, there's a reason why the people call into this show are more informed and accurate in their analysis and forecasting than anybody you see on, cable television. Raj, thank you so much for that call. Let's go to Ted, who wants to talk about the same subject, a Navy veteran. Ted, go ahead, out of California.
Owen, first of all, the Winter Sun, great product. I know in my own life, I was walking around tired all the time, couldn't figure it out, and this was probably for a good 10 years. One day, I just on a whim bought Winter Sun. Lo and behold, it changed the very same day I took it for the first time. So just wanted to say thanks for that. Secondarily, let's talk about some of the walls around the Capitol. It's pretty interesting how they work. You know, for the last 4 years, you know, you kept hearing how they don't work, they're not going to help, and then all of a sudden we start putting walls up around places, you know, the very people who are saying they don't work.
And isn't it magic, too, that somehow the walls they put up aren't racist? I mean, that's amazing.
That's the ironic part. And living in where I live at in California, you know, you just walk the neighborhood and you see every house in the neighborhood has walls around it. Every single house, whether it could be a fence, a brick wall. And these are the very people. I live in a very liberal stronghold of Southern California. And these are the very same people that would advocate that walls don't work. Well, The hypocrisy is astounding, but I think it goes beyond hypocrisy. I don't even think it's that anymore. I think it's just people who understand that. I think they're fully aware of their own hypocrisy. I think they just don't care.
Isn't that amazing to consider, though? Like, how can you be such a hypocrite, or how can you be such a liar? I mean, either way, it's just unconscionable.
It blows my mind away. But again, I go back to the thing where I think they actually know that they're doing it. But I think they just don't care. I think they've now had this attitude inoculation towards a certain segment of people in this population of the United States of America that they just want to deem as evil. And I don't know if it's a way for them to just cope with something they know is wrong, or if that's truly how they feel. I don't know. But I'm trying not to have ill will towards anybody from that side of the aisle. It's very difficult, but I'm trying to understand it from their perspective, but I don't know if I've quite understood it yet. And I'm not in a position where I want to get totally aggressive towards them. It's just,
well, here I think is one practical thing that I could at least apply to myself. And from my experience is, you know, pride is the toughest pill to swallow. And so you don't want to admit when you've been conned. You don't want to admit when you're wrong about something. And so for many people, I think pride just gets in the way of being honest and genuine about their politics and their own activity in life. I think it's just pride. They don't want to swallow that pride that they may have been wrong or they may have been conned by something.
Oh, I've seen people in Southern California double down. Once you pointed out what they're talking about, once you pointed out to them how wrong they are and actually shown them proof, they essentially get emotional, they get upset, and then they double down.
And then they call you a racist or, you know, something.
Yeah, that's the out card, right? You know, so.
Yeah. Well, then anyway, it just shows you. Thank you, Ted. It's just the lowest common denominator thing that you can go to. It's just, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're a white supremacist. And that's why you see it's just all the time now, because the left is just totally exposed. Their double standards, their hypocrisies, their lies, their deception, their fake news, their fake events, all of it is just totally exposed. And so that's why it's just racist, white supremacist, racist, bigot, white supremacist, because it's just on every angle, their hypocrisy is just done, totally out there exposed. So that's why you just see it all the time now. All right, Jerry, Air Force veteran, state of Washington, Jerry, thanks for calling in.
Most people have talked about the vetting of the wall. So I'm going to morph a little bit off into a little bit. It's not too different. Okay, we white and black, I'm a black man, and we took an oath to protect the Constitution. So what I see is happening, you know, it's been puzzling me how the vice president, why was she chosen? Well, what has come to me now is that when they put Joe Biden, we call him Joe Barabbas around here. If you get the gist, because they accepted him and crucified Trump. So that's my name for him, Joe Barabbas.
All right, hold it right there, Jerry. I got to take this break. Hold it right there. We're going to hold you and go back to you. We'll be right back, folks. We're entering the second hour.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we got Jerry, Air Force veteran out of Washington State. Wanted to let him finish his point on the line. We're in the second hour of the Veterans Call-In Special. Aaron Olszewski coming up this hour. A hero nurse, also a veteran. She'll be weighing in on the topics. Jerry, wanted to let you finish your phone call here. Take it away.
Okay, so like I said, we call him Jehovah Roberts because they chose him and crucified Trump. So that's a good little meme, I guess. My point that I'm trying to make is that in the military, black and white, we all chose to follow the Constitution. We made an oath. And so I was wondering, you know, I've been puzzled, why did they choose Kamala, I guess so you call her, Harris? Well, and it came to me is because when they put Joe Barabas to rest, she's going to come to the forefront. And then when she comes with her draconian ways, and we all hopefully, you know, fight, push back against it, they're going to cry foul. They're going to take the racist route, and they're going to try and divide us, black and white. We've seen it before. And so I'm trying to, you know, my black, white brothers, sisters, whether you're military or not, we must pay attention to this. We can't allow this to divide us because that is one of the biggest points that is going on, like one of the other veterans mentioned, how they want to divide us, especially in the military. I was in Guam when Martin Luther King was assassinated and during the 1968, and I saw what happened with the black and white veterans when that incident happened. And it's so easy for us to morph into this race thing. And I'm just warning all of us that we must be on the alert of all of the psyops that they're going to try and put on us, especially the race card.
I completely concur with you. And I think it's going to be even worse because Kamala will parade herself around as a black woman. That will be her calling card, not any of her accomplishments, not policy. And so that'll make it even easier for the media to say, oh, if you don't like Kamala, you're a racist. But here's the trick, though, that I'm curious, Jared. I'd like to hear your comment here, because I don't think it'll work. I mean, I don't think black and white people are going to fall for it. The problem is they have so much power in the media and they have so much commitment from the liberals to go along with whatever propaganda that they can at least present it. Oh, see, look at how racist America is, even though 99% of people who are black and white will go out and exist with other black and white people, and it'll be no problem at all, 99.9%. But the media amplifies it. So getting ahead of it and having the discussion is a good idea. But how can we, I mean, how do we defeat that as the media narrative using the media to hype it up like it's a big problem when it's not?
Well, we have to be true to ourselves. And, you know, there's a lot of multiracial families in this country now also. So we must, you know, they want to divide us on all levels. So we're going to have to start talking to each other. We're going to have to take the mask off, and we're going to have try to have open conversations and bring some type of clarity before things get to that point.
And, you know, you make such a great point. I've never heard or seen this number anywhere, but I would bet, and it maybe even out there is a statistic, I bet the United States of America has more interracial marriages than any other country on earth. I mean, I can't even think of another country that would even be in the ballpark. Jerry, thank you so much. What a great call. But guys, seriously, we got 40 seconds left here. Thank you, Jerry. See if there's anything out there on the internet about this. I mean, there's no way a country of 330 million people with a melting pot. I mean, there's no way there's another country on earth that has more interracial marriages. But see, but that's what they say is, oh, you know, America's this racist country. Oh, America's bad for the rest of the planet. We just give out more foreign aid than every other country combined. We just take in more immigrants and asylum seekers than every other country combined. And we have more interracial marriages than every other country combined. But yeah, oh yeah, keep telling us how bad we are and how racist we are and all this garbage. Oh, see, but nobody buys it. And that's the problem. It's all media hype. Trump said it best. I mean, we've said it first. I mean, the media really is the enemy of the people. They're the enemy of truth.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
We're in the second hour now of the InfoWars War Room Veterans Call-In Special, as is tradition on the last Friday of every month. We've got a couple people here. They are veterans, though. Want to talk about the game stock, Gamergate 2.0, Wall Street Bets, short squeeze of the hedge fund billionaires. We'll also take calls from that. But I'll tell you, what we've done here with this Veterans Call-In show, I couldn't be happier. You know, it means so much to have the veterans wanting to call in, tune in, and it's total honor to be here talking to you today. So Aaron Olszewski is coming up this hour, but we go back to the phone lines now, and Tim, Air Force veteran out of St. Louis, wants to weigh in on what's happening right now with the Wall Street Bets short squeeze of the hedge fund billionaires. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Owen. I've talked with you before. It's a good thing I'm not in the Air Force anymore, because I would have been what's called a conscientious objector to pretty much everything that's going on. As far as the Gamergate stuff, Gamergate 2, look, here's the thing. I don't hate rich people. I want to be a rich person. But I do hate rich people that have gained their money through unscrupulous means.
Yeah, I think this is actually an important thing to highlight here, because you're right. I'm not against rich people either. In fact, rich people make the economy go. But what I think what's really been exposed here, and you're about to go into this too, is that not only is Wall Street rigged, okay, for a select few, much like a lot of other stuff that happens right now, but also, you know, these people that have this wealth of billions of dollars, well, wait a second. I think we're about to learn, do they really have that wealth? Was that wealth actually even legitimate? Have they just over-levered themselves without any checks and then in control of the market? They just know every short they do just pays off, but they really don't have the money that they claim they have. It's just all in the market. And now that they're getting short squeezed out of all their money, they're like, holy crap, we're actually broke.
Well, the question is, what does a hedge fund really do? You know, do they create jobs? No, they try to put companies out of business. I have a serious, serious, deep-rooted problem with that, number one. Number two, when you tell people, and it's been exposed that, you know, the mask has been lifted to a degree here. When you tell people, you know, average Joe cream cheese on the street, that a company is leveraging 140% of something that they don't even own, to make money to drive a company out of business. We've seen this with, you know, AOC and Cruz and Don Jr. all coming together and saying, this is wrong. But here's the bigger point. This has exposed, the ripples of this are going to be far-reaching. Because any of these shills that have been on CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, take your pick. And they're all up there crying about, oh, this is going to hurt the hedge funds. And what, are you going to lose two boats? Stop it. We don't care. This not only affects the hedge funds, but the media is really digging themselves into a hole which they will not be able to get out of. And think about where this all started. It didn't start on the media. This started on Reddit. And anybody that gets on CNBC and says, oh, it's a bunch of millennials, there are screenshots on Reddit of guys who have lost $10 million on this GameStop trade because they were in so early, but they're still sitting on $7 million. And they have publicly said, I am writing this out. I bought two shares at $400. If I lose every penny, fine. This is the biggest poke in the eye to Wall Street and the media, of which I worked in for decades here in St. Louis. So I have no problem taking an $800 bath on GameStop. You know, I've spent more money on GameStop stock than I ever spent in a GameStop. So I don't have a problem with this. This week was fun. Just wait till next week, because when all of these contracts really start coming due and these guys can't cover their shorts, their short squeezes or their short contracts, that's when it's really, really going to get fun. I am not offering a financial advice. I'm not an advisor. I'm simply saying that's my prediction. But this goes so far deep. And here's the other question I have when it comes to hedge funds. You don't create anything. So how do you get into a hedge fund? What kind of, you talk about satanic rituals and stuff. How do you get a job at a hedge fund? What do you have to do? You can say, oh, I know how to over leverage something. And what's the initiation process for that? And how many hedge funds are there?
So yeah, I think this is all going to come to light, and it is going to go deeper, not just with people in the media that are going to be bellyaching, which we're already seeing. So it shows you their motives. And it's also going to be politicians who always claim to be against Wall Street and all of this, and they're going to end up selling out to Wall Street. Some of them probably haven't yet, and we're going to have to make a decision whether they do or not. But, you know, I think, because here's the thing about, it's kind of like, in a weird way, it's like having credit. Like, if you go deep into debt with credit or whatever, well, you can still live a lavish lifestyle and have your cars and everything, and you're basically betting on yourself, saying, I'm going to be able to make this money. So, I mean, basically, they're just betting on all of their bets, and they just keep winning because they're the only ones playing, and nobody else has really organized to go against them. So they're just this unstoppable force, these hedge funds, and they just know they're going to win. So they just make billion-dollar bets with all their money, repeat, 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 and just keep enriching themselves. And now it's like, hey, yeah, you did. So basically, every time they make these bets, their house, their boats, their cars, their jewelry, everything, it's all on the line, and they just always assume they're going to win. Uh-oh. Somebody just played the game with you and you just lost it all. And now they're saying, well, wait a second. Oh, well, I didn't play to lose at all. It's like, well, no, you did. And that's how you had it built up. Tim, great call. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go now to Stephen, Air Force veteran, calling in from Florida. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Owen. What I called in about was I saw this headline on InfoWars today. How Biden allows Chinese military to run simulated attack on USS Roosevelt. And I read, I think yesterday, the day before, and I forget who the source was, that Biden actually made a call to Putin saying that he was threatening him with war. So, you know, when you look back in history, which Biden is totally brain dead, this guy's gone. He's, you know, he's a CCP puppet, but he's obviously either ignorant or he's just totally overlooking what he knows. But, you know, you look in history with the Marxist revolution that took place, the Bolsheviks back in 1917, and how they took Russia, and then like dominoes, all these nations fell throughout Asia, including in the Far East. And so the thing is, though, as I've called in before and pointed out, and then they got Cuba. They wanted to do all that to surround the crown jewel that they eventually wanted, which was the United States of America. Now, you know the story of the Trojan horse. And we had a virus that was released by China last year, over a year ago. And when they want to take down, you know, when people want to hack a computer system, they'll release a virus called a Trojan. So the Trojan horse they released here in America to give us what Michael Savage called the enemy within was to do what Yuri Bezmenov had said years ago with G. Edward Griffin, to destabilize and demoralize America by infiltrating the government, the churches, the media, et cetera, and then cause a crisis. And so this is what they've done with the coronavirus and then the election fraud. But what I'm getting at is this. This guy, Biden, what he represents is the insanity of these people, where they're trying to get us into what I'm hearing called now, not World War III, but World War IV. And this thing's going to go big time kinetic, because I've seen people like Mike Adams and Brandon House with Worldview Weekend talking about what China has here through connections with the ports.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt the field is ripe for another war. And I think the globalists would love to do that and consolidate even more power. But, you know, with Biden, because, see, with Biden, you don't know what's going on. With Trump, he was in front of the cameras, the media answering questions. But when I saw, it was like, oh, we're okay, so China's going into Taiwan, Hong Kong, Turkey, and, oh, well, oh, Biden's going to have a response. So he sends over one plane. He sends over the USS Roosevelt, one plane, and now it's used in military drills? I mean, what is that about?
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Veterans Call-In Special, and it's been a special one. We go back out to the phone lines. DJ, Navy veteran, dialed in from the state of Washington. DJ, go ahead. You're on the air. We have DJ. DJ, going once, twice. DJ, sorry we missed you. Let's jump to Brian, Marines, California. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So the reason why I called was basically to say that there have been a lot of movements in my time, and the one thing that destroyed every movement was egos. So we need to throw the egos away. Number two, and you all just get on the same page. Number two. We need to basically that there is no social contract anymore, because as we've seen with what they're doing with all of the, you know, the investing and all of that.
Hey, Brian, you're coming over. Hey, Brian, I'm having trouble understanding you. Can you try to speak directly into the microphone? It's just coming over really muffled.
Okay. So number two is a social contract that basically is over. As we've seen since the, 8 days he's been elected, they have done nothing but circumvent everything we've done to try to keep this to be America. And so basically, you know, the heads of the movement, it's going to come a time, like Stuart Rudd said yesterday, that we're going to have to act. Let us know when. But what I really wanted to call about was, I remember 6 years ago, you guys did a special report on Ukraine and got the Antifa getting shot in the back by their own people, and that whole, the videos of all that. I was wondering if you guys could do another special report on that, because I know Antifa listens, and I want them to know this is what's in store for them. Not from us, from their own people. We all need to come together.
Are you talking about what happened in Ukraine? In the Crimea?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't at InfoWars 6 years ago, and so I may or may not be familiar with the report just from an audience perspective back then. And I don't even know if Antifa was really around in the U.S. back then, but it's the same thing. It was the same thing. There were just Soros groups in the Ukraine, and then pit against, whatever Soros didn't like. And then there was, if I recall, it came out there were like sniper fire and stuff shooting them in the back, and it just turned into this crazy thing in the Crimea.
So,
as far as that special report, I wasn't here at the time, so I would have just been viewing it like you. Brian, thank you so much for the call. He brings up a good point about all sides coming together. Look, I believe that the ground is ripe for unity right now with Trump out of the way. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean the polarization of Trump. And so, I mean, we've got a Black Lives Matter leader coming on next week. I gave a more than a fair interview to Jonathan Sullivan. earlier this week. We had Boogaloo Boys on with Alex Jones. I mean, look, we're trying to unite all the grassroots anti-establishment stuff. Now, it's tough, not because I don't think it can be done. I do believe it can be done. It's tough because there's going to be people who either intentionally don't want it to be done or just through their own ego, as Brian was saying, don't want it to be done. So we're going to try, but I believe the ground is right because the grassroots left already knows Biden has betrayed them and is already seeing, you know, politics, dirty politics continue as usual. And they were built up to believe that somehow it'd be different once Trump got out. No, it'd be worse. So that's what they're learning. And so I do believe the time is right for unity and what's happening right now with the little guy versus the hedge funds is a perfect example. Let's go to Jeff, who's an active Marine. He's called in from Japan today. Jeff, thank you for calling in.
Owen Schroyer, the destroyer. Dude, it's an honor. I got to say, when you open with the anthem and it goes to Van Halen Unchained, dude, it's absolutely crushing, man. We all go on a daily tug of war. Like, we're taking the red pill. I switched to the black pill, which is, you know, no one's coming to save you except yourself. And then the other day when you said you're taking the hog pill, I just started calling that the clown pill, man, because it just seems like clown world at this point.
It's total clown world. I don't know if you happened to watch the Alex Jones show. I hosted that today, too. Did you happen to see the first couple segments there?
Not yet, brother. It's morning where I'm at in Saturday, but I will definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're calling in from Japan. Of course, the island there. Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, I'm not going to go back on the issue. I'll because I think I did it justice earlier today. The segment will be at band.video, but I'll just read the headline for you. You're actually closer to this than we are being in Japan. China's plan for anal swab to test for COVID. I'll just leave it at that. And let's say we did a little expose on that earlier today on the Jones show.
Having getting an actual PCR test, I don't know which would be more uncomfortable.
I won't even do the PCR test. I don't like things going into my, I'm not doing it.
No, it's terrible. I just did it this week. It was horrible. But I think 6th January was amazing because I think we saw how scared our leadership, quote unquote, was. And I know those, and you guys are saying it, everyone's preaching it, that violence isn't the answer and all that, but we need to be ready for it because obviously voting them out didn't work or isn't in our favor. And I'm pretty sure our founding fathers probably heard at some point, you know, violence isn't the answer too. So in order to, you know, want peace, you got to be prepared for that. But I think as a collective, we're more aligned than it seems. Just for example, how many flocked to Telegram to seek out freedom as us unwashed serfs are exposing the system. And, especially now with how it's going for the big Wall Street business interests. But I know I'm running out of time. But so you can't change the map as an individual. So like I tell my brothers all the time is like, listen, man, focus on your grid square. And with enough passion and influence, you know, we could see the map change. So I think it's the little victories that we're going right now. And specifically for me, what I'm focusing on is this vaccine. And I'm just going to say it for the context, but I'm going to go back like that video I had with the doctor. He called it gene therapy. So that's what I've been calling it. And I've been correcting everybody that's calling it a vaccine. Like, listen, man, it's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. And we need to, for those out there listening and you're in, we're going through this right now. And we're being coerced and saying, hey, it's your choice, but, you know, make sure you do the right thing and set the right example. And, at the end of the day, this might be a line, a demarcation line in the sand for those that are in. Because we're getting the questions like, you're willing to put it all on the line or just over a vaccine? I'm like, yeah.
Well, and we'll have to see what happens because it'll be maybe a year or two where we won't be able to fly or do anything because we won't take the vaccine. But then ultimately we'll be the victors, you know, once it's, you know, gets really bad. But, you know, I think that the left, you kind of hinted at this earlier. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I think that the liberal left is going to have a similar awareness that the conservative right had that, hey, wait a second, these Republicans don't have our best interests in mind. We call them deep staters, swampers, whatever. I think the liberal left is about to realize that the Democrat Party they thought it was and the individuals they thought they were aren't who they thought they were.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com. We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that even make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
We have Army veteran and frontline nurse from New York during the COVID hysteria. Aaron Olszewski joins us now. We also have the great veteran still on the phone line who we will be going back to. And I will ask Aaron the same questions we've been asking the veterans on the phone line today. to weigh in what she thinks about the Capitol lockdown, taking the border wall down on the southern border, putting it up to protect the criminals in D.C., the military purge vetting of Trump supporters, but then welcoming in transsexuals again, Chairman Biden, first week and a half in office, and then the treatment of the military, the National Guard at the Capitol, the disgusting treatment of them there at the Capitol immediately upon Biden becoming the chairman. So Aaron Olszewski, thanks for joining us today. Care to weigh in on any of those topics?
Yeah, I mean, all of it. I feel like a lot of this is a slap in the face to, you know, those of us who have served our country. You know, right now, a lot of us are being labeled as domestic terrorists. And, you know, the irony in it is that, you know, I received the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal for fighting terrorism. So, you know, just to be labeled as that in general, because I was in Washington, D.C. on the 6th, that's heavy. And then, you know, fast forward to, you know, these troops that Biden brought in as some sort of pawn, in my opinion, I feel like that's what it was used for, just to put them in a basement and stuff them, you know, on a cold floor, kind of abandoning them. And, you know, it's really disgusting. It's really sad. And I think that these troops and veterans that have served our country deserve a lot more respect.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen, because we had more military here in the Capitol than we did in foreign countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, other places. So, I mean, literally, I've never seen a military presence like that. But it's even odder to see them kind of like used like army men, like you were saying, like pawns, but like plastic army men, like, hey, stand here for a minute. Oh, OK, the political theater's done for today. Go hide in the basement. I'll bring you back out and play tomorrow. I mean, I can't even imagine what the individuals on the ground having to deal with that. And it's like they won't even let them take a mask off, and then they harass them. I mean, this is just really rude, disrespectful, totally ungrateful.
I mean, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because he did show his true colors, you know, and a lot of these, you know, we're well trained. All of these military men and women are very well trained. And, you know, we're trained to pick out dictators like Biden. And I mean, I'm glad that he showed his true colors, and I'm glad he showed his true colors at least to, you know, our military, because it's just, it doesn't look good on him. And how are we going to be able to respect a commander in chief that is okay with just, you know, essentially treating us like garbage, treating these troops in D.C. like garbage? Is he going to send them to war now to fight for his agenda? I mean, it's just not going to go well for him whatsoever.
Well, and of course, they're already sending more troops into the Middle East. Of course, there's Biden refusing to salute the Marines, didn't salute him back. Oddly enough, take what you want away from that. But, you know, and people were saying, too, because they sent Jill out the next day with a basket of cookies. You could tell the National Guard didn't really think much of that either. Just a photo op. Again, just political theater by these people. Everything is political theater. But, you know, obviously, people saying, and I would be in agreement, hey, why didn't Biden come out and do something? Why didn't Biden go make a statement? Why didn't Biden go visit them? Folks, he literally can't. He literally can't. He's either napping, getting meds, getting treatment. I mean, he has like an hour or two of activity a day. After that, that's it. So they get him out there to sign some executive orders, get in front of the cameras, do a little press conference of controlled media, and then he's done. That's all he's got in the tank. So he literally doesn't have the physical energy to even visit them. I mean, that's what I would make of that. But what do you make of, we're calling him Chairman Biden here. What do you make of Chairman Biden's first week and a half in office, you know, politically, policy-wise, with all the executive orders? And I mean, he can't even figure out how to put a pen in a pocket. He says, I don't even know what I'm signing. Now he needs note cards when he's with the media. I mean, what do you make of all that?
I think that it's absolutely terrifying. I think the American public should be absolutely terrified that he is supposedly leading our country fraudulently. You know, I mean, he cheated his way in, but how can you respect anybody that, you know, cheats their way in? I'm disgusted. Instead of those cookies that Jill brought out, you know, they should be bringing out a whole lot more respect for the troops. They should be honestly looking into how we can improve living conditions for our military. They should be looking at the homeless veteran epidemic. They should be looking at a lot more things than a few cookies in a basket as a, you know, political stunt to say, I'm sorry, we won't do that again. Cause you know, they're going to do it again. But it's a political theater. They're making a laughingstock out of our great military. It's a slap in the face to all veterans. And if I was still serving, I would definitely have a really, really, really hard time following a dictator's orders such as him. I just, it's very nerve-wracking.
Well, and they're obviously afraid of that. And you know, I mean, I think what you did bravely as a nurse on the front lines during the COVID outbreak, it probably would apply to how you would have treated this situation if you were still serving. I think that you have the track record to say, yeah, that's not just words. But you know what? I mean, when you see the imagery, though, like you said, you've been overseas, you've received awards for this. You guys are trained to identify authoritarian regimes. I mean, the imagery, the fences, the walls, the military standing there, totally unnecessary. Nobody's in D.C. Nobody's even there. The streets are completely empty. I mean, Nancy Pelosi wanted machine gun turrets aimed at American citizens. I mean, just the imagery of that. What I mean, how does that make you feel? You go overseas to fight for freedom. You come here and you see now that they've turned D.C. into a military state.
Well, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, at this point, we're kind of in a domestic war on terrorism, and it's not us, you know. And I think that if they don't want borders or guns, then maybe they shouldn't be putting a fence up around a Capitol and having 20,000 troops with weapons guarding them. You know, you can't have it both ways. So, you know, pick a side. But I don't think that he even understands what side that he's even. I don't even think he understands where he is right now, to be honest with you. So it's to have him as a commander in chief is like, I feel like this is the Twilight Zone and we're just kind of living through these motions. But it's scary because they're putting a lot of us that, you know, not me per se, but a lot of my friends that are veterans in jail right now for just being at the Capitol. The FBI is calling around like, what is going on? Why didn't they ever do this with the BLM destroying the cities, you know, for the last year? You know, like what is really going on?
Yeah. And, you know, that's the obvious example. It was all the violence and destruction, rioting, looting from this summer. But I mean, beyond that, everybody knows, I mean, it's a common thing. Everybody knows politicians are corrupt. Everybody knows politicians are liars. Everybody knows the biggest crooks are in D.C. But now it's just like they have had a total power grab under Biden. But I think they really are afraid that now their game is up. Their jig is up. They've been fully exposed. And that's why I think they're building the walls. And that's why I think they're having the military there, because they just know their jig is up. And this is their last ditch effort to protect all their crime. But yeah, I agree here. They should lay down their guns and they should lay down their wall at the Capitol before they ever try to come take ours.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can't have it both ways. So, you know, they can only hide so long, but you know, the real patriots in this country, and including military, especially including veterans who have served to protect the freedoms of our country, you know, it's game time now, because we're protecting our own land. And, you know, and that's even a bigger fight. You know, a lot of us are ready. We were ready. We fought overseas. We were ready to give our lives overseas. We're ready to give our lives here, you know, if it means protecting our country and future generations to come, especially our children.
Yeah. And that's why the Democrats are demonizing the veterans in the military right now. Oh, they're white supremacists. Oh, they need to be vetted and purged. Total unconstitutional. I mean, they should be investigated.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny. And we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Back here on the InfoWars War Room, it's the Veterans Call-In Special. The wonderful Erin Olszewski is on with us. She'll be taking phone calls with us as well. I want to get her take on one more thing, though, before we go back out to the phone lines. As I'm now seeing, they say these are Republicans. Oh, yeah. The Democrats are about to realize that Democrats aren't really Democrats either. They're globalists. They're anti-American. We're learning that about some Republicans. But a Republican Super PAC has purchased billboards calling for Ted Cruz to resign. I think Ted Cruz is one of the leaders now of the Republican Party. The populist would tell you that, but the establishment is going to try to lie about that. They say, basically, he caused the insurrection at the Capitol. But, and what I'm noticing there, the messaging here is, it says, you lied about the election, Ted, and that caused the riot at the Capitol. Well, but wait a second. What do you mean lied about the election? There was never any case. In fact, the cases that we had that were censored by big tech, by the way, all showed the voter fraud. The lawyers, the constitutional lawyers, brought forward the arguments. They disobeyed the Constitution in Pennsylvania, Georgia, all these other states. So to say, oh, he lied, or oh, there was, what do you mean? Actually, all the evidence is that there was total election fraud. We just had it stolen from us, and just nobody in the government would act. So, I mean, what is your take on this notion that they just They just get to write the script, write the narrative. It doesn't matter if it's totally disproven. Oh, Trump didn't win and you're a liar if you say it, and so we're going to censor you. When all the actual legal proceedings would say, no, there was clear election manipulation and voter fraud.
I think that they're just so far deep into their lies that they don't really have any other way to fight this. So they're going to try to just discredit and just say that it doesn't exist and hope that, you know, people believe it. That's kind of what they've been doing with this whole COVID, you know, scandal. It's just, you know, you say it over and over enough and you just, you know, hope that the mass will believe your lies. But I think that a lot more people are catching on to it now, that now they're, like you said, they have to barricade themselves into their little hole. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, everything's exposed. And I think they know that. They know that we're getting closer.
And by the way, you were in New York when all this was breaking out. You've written a book about it from the front lines. You were one of the first people to expose the truth. Some brave undercover footage that you released as well. I mean, wow, it feels like so long ago, still relevant. And now Andrew Cuomo, who first said, oh, I was the greatest. They gave him awards. He wrote a book. I handled COVID the best. The numbers say no. But now it's coming out. Oh, wait a second. He lied about COVID. Oh, wait. All those tens of thousands of people didn't have to die in the nursing home. And now the attorney general looks like she's going up against Cuomo. What are your thoughts on those developments?
I'm like cheering from my house. Like, I'm reading this. I'm like, thank goodness. Like, this is finally being exposed, because I did. I called it back all the way in May. I mean, loud and clear, and everyone called me crazy. No way, that can't be. But, you know, I saw what I saw. And when you see something, you say something. And it's always been about the control and, you know, the election, essentially. So now that things are really starting to pop up, they're looking at the numbers with a magnifying glass now. And, you know, maybe they're even their own side is trying to protect, you know, themselves and kind of call out each other. So I think that it's good. I'm happy that he's being exposed. I think that he should be charged with crimes against humanity and put in prison.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Andrew Cuomo is about to find out real quick what white male privilege is, with Letitia James now breathing down his neck. And I believe a little more motivation because he's a white male. But we'll see how that goes, folks. I don't want to say too much about Letitia James. This is one of the most dangerous women in the world, in my opinion. I'll just put it to you that way. Let's go back out to the phone lines here. Gio, a Marine, calling in from California. Gio, you're on the InfoWars War Room veteran call-in special. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Warren. I appreciate it. Hey, look, I was giving you a call because want to discuss how we move forward. And what I believe needs to be done is probably really the most important thing is our spiritual or mental knowledge. And how that's going to develop is that if we look at the founding documents, starting with the Articles of Association, October 20th of 1774, which was to address a grievance to the King of England, which basically is what established the precedents in order to create the Declaration of Independence. See, when now I actually brought the redress of grievance to Washington on the 6th. I did have an Antifa kid in a MAGA hat and a flag break a window next to me after I got pepper sprayed, and people were trying to help me out. This kid just came up and broke a window. But anyways, I brought that redress of grievance there to try to focus people's energy, because what it's going to take is how we formed is how we're going to hold things together, meaning that we have to have a knowledge of exactly what liberty and the principles of liberty are. And we're going to get that by studying the forefathers' actual documents that got us to this point. So that way, when we're dealing with these, we'll just say, unscrupulous public servants, we're speaking to them in a language that they really can't deny. You know, is that constitutional? This is what Thomas Jefferson had to say on that. And let them try to, you know, dig their way out of that. But moving forward, people need to study our history, study the law. They need to get into paralegal fields. They need to become attorneys, and they need to run for office. I actually have sent you several emails on the whistleblowers. I actually sent it to you before I went to Washington to try to get the information out, to try to prevent what happened. That's what I believe we need to do, is come from a place of knowledge and have it directed from our roots, so that way it's undeniable and incontrovertible.
Well, and you know, one thing you just said there, you know, becoming lawyers, becoming paralegals, becoming doctors, you know, this is something that's so key. So many times people will say, oh, what can I do? Or, you know, how can I help? Or, you know, they just think, you know, it's just a man behind the microphone that's the only thing that can do a difference, or a man in government that can only do a difference. No. You need to be the best you can be at anything. And then you have the power of influence over an entire field, over an entire industry. We need more doctors calling out the COVID hoax, calling out the mask hoax. We need more lawyers willing to fight for the Constitution, fight for free speech. It's not about, oh, you know, how do I get involved at a media level or a government level? Get involved in your own industry. Get involved in what you're good at. Be a writer, an artist. I mean, it's being the best you can be and then exhibiting the values of freedom through that industry, through that market, to that medium that then continues the values of liberty, continues the principles of liberty. So, I mean, I think you can do this. You can fight this fight in any walk of life. I mean, just look at the people that just changed the world. A lot of retail investors by betting against the hedge funds. They're not in media. There's no media members doing that. They're just average Joes that just said, you know what? I'm going to put my earnings up against theirs, and I'm going to stand up to the big guy. Your response to that, Aaron?
No, I think that's exactly what we need to do. I mean, the everyday patriot that loves their country should get involved. And especially people that have served, you know, our country. I mean, we served on foreign soil. Now is the time to step up and serve on our own soil and protect our country, because we're number one right now. And ultimately, if we don't step up, then who's going to? Are we supposed to leave it for our children to do it for us when we're no longer here? No, we have to do it right now. That's our duty. That's our duty as, you know, American citizens to defend our inalienable liberties and our rights. Preserve it for the future generations to come.
Yeah, and free speech is on the edge of the cliff right now, and just trying to keep its balance from going over. Gio, thank you so much for the call. We have Dave, Army National Guard veteran out of Kansas, 160th birthday of Kansas today. Dave, go ahead.
I was in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, and I went through the security checkpoints that the Washington, D.C. police force had put up, and went and attended President Trump's speech. After the speech, I left and walked down Constitution Avenue, down to 3rd Street, and then went over and headed to the Rayburn Building because we were going to meet our legislator there. And as I was, this put me south of the Capitol, and I saw the tear gas and heard the flashbangs, and I looked up to see what was going on, and then I looked around where I was at, and they had put all the metal fencing up, protecting the buildings south of the Capitol on the sidewalks, protecting the Rayburn Building. And I looked back towards the Capitol, and they had put up a green 4-foot-high snow fence with removable
space. Yeah, it was easily overwhelmed. Hold right there, Dave. We got a short break. We'll be right back.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I want to go back to Dave as we enter the third and final hour. But I have to say, I like to make you laugh sometimes. And I just got this joke from the Babylon Bee. Always funny. And so the disciples asked Jesus, "How many masks should we wear, Jesus? Up to 7. And Jesus answered, "No, I tell you, but 70 times 7 masks." And thus, the mask revolution. Oh, boy. It's kind of actually boring now. They're so behind InfoWars. I was making fun of the mask last March, going around Austin in a hazmat suit with a magnifying glass looking for COVID. People were like, "Oh, my gosh, like, why aren't you taking this seriously? Oh." It's like, sorry, it's not what they're telling you. Anyway, yes, ladies and gentlemen, wear 39 masks and you will end racism and lower your chances of catching COVID. It's unbelievable. This is the world we wanted. All right, Dave, finish your story from January 6th.
What I'm wanting to do is tell people what went on and tell them the truth. And that was about a 4-foot high plastic snow fence that was just opposite the sidewalk there, covered in the south side of the Capitol. That fence was not breached by anybody. They had signs on it every 10 foot, area closed by order of the Capitol Police Board, and which made that all that ground out in there, you'd have been trespassing if you put your foot on it. And the fencing, that plastic fencing, was not breached by anybody. When I was watching the activity going on, two Vietnamese people came up to me and they started chewing me out. One was about 80 years old and the other one was 27 years old. They said, "You know, look at all the people that died getting into this country, all those boat people." And he said, "Now we're living in a communist country after this election. We might as well stay in Vietnam." And this is what has happened when the world saw what went on there. This has going to have repercussions that are going to go on for years. That fraudulent election is going to cost this country a high moral ground.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. Now, but there is going to be pushback. I mean, the pendulum goes both ways, and there's going to be major repercussions of having Biden in there, and they're going to have to take him out and put Kamala in. I mean, he just can't do it. He's literally reading off note cards. It's a joke. If stuff in foreign entanglements gets serious, I mean, there's no way Biden can be the guy. I mean, there's just no way. And so, but yeah, Dave, there were also Chinese Americans out there warning people about the Chi-Coms and everything. I mean, it was really a beautiful event in D.C. It got commandeered by a globalist narrative, by a deep state narrative, and they didn't even get the violence they want. Folks, they wanted that Capitol building to burn. They did. They wanted Trump supporters to burn that building to the ground. We didn't do it. They walked, the people that walked in, walked around the velvet ropes. There was maybe a little bit of damage, a couple broken windows. But they just went as if the whole thing burned to the ground. I mean, think about this, Aaron. Thanks for the call, Dave. I was saying this the other day. Someone called me up for an interview and I said, you know, they were able to resume Capitol activities within hours of that event. Within hours, they resumed activities as normal. Businesses that got burned in Minneapolis, in Kenosha, in Chicago, in New York, they can't do business. They're gone. Nobody talks about them, though.
No, I mean, you saw pictures of them literally walking into the Capitol inside the red...
The velvet ropes.
Velvet ropes. I mean, come on. We've been peaceful this entire time. We are the peaceful party, you know, and it's kind of like what a narcissist does, you know, like everything they do, they're trying to say that the other person does. So, I mean, I think that our actions speak for themselves, and a lot of bad things happened, and it wasn't the peaceful patriots. I mean, there's a few obviously in every group, but for the majority, we're on the right side of history here.
And then the other judo move they like to pull with their narratives, folks, people weren't out there because Trump said they stole the election. People were out there because they did steal the election. Mm-hmm. So they say, oh, Trump, no, you did this. You stole the election and we all saw you do it. Don't blame Trump. You stole it.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, you compare this footage of the Trump supporters in the Capitol politely walking around, getting along with police, shaking their hand. Compare that to what you saw in the summer of 2020 under the name of George Floyd, which, quite frankly, the assassination of George Floyd didn't happen on the streets of Minneapolis. It happened when the left turned his name into a violent riot. I don't think George Floyd would have liked that, quite frankly. But here we are, and it really is kind of a new, a dawning of a weird stage or age of America, Aaron. And I believe that the ground is fertile for unification with the left. I'm willing to put all the bygones behind us, and I've been kind of successful in doing this. But I think that now that, you know, politics is normal is going on, and Trump isn't in the White House for them to blame for everything, you know, the media and the politicians are kind of spinning around like a top. Still complaining about everything, but where's the scarecrow? Where's the boogeyman? Where's Trump? Like, where's the guy? Where's the guy we blame on everything? And so now everyone's like looking at them, and you're already seeing voters' remorse for Biden. There was a story 2 days ago, 17% of Biden voters already want to change their vote. I bet that number is higher now. I think that this is the time for unification, the left and the right, differences aside, accept them, debate them, but coming together as the anti-establishment force that it needs to be. And I think that's also, I've said this. I think the unification of the left and the right, the anti-establishment grassroots left and right, has more fear in the establishment or the deep state politicians than the actual threat of a violent revolution. I don't think that they're too concerned of that. They still think they have the military or the media enough to control anything like that. And we're not pushing for that. But boy, the anti-establishment left and right uniting, that really, I believe, scares them.
I was actually just talking about this last night with a friend, that the biggest thing that they fear right now is unification between both parties, because ultimately we all kind of want the same thing. And it's not fair because a lot of people have been brainwashed to believe things that are completely untrue. So that's why I do feel like this is kind of a blessing in disguise. They're exposing themselves. And, you know, there are a lot of remorseful Biden voters out there. I've seen it. I think there's a hashtag trending, you know, and like we kind of want that to happen, you know, and I agree with you. Like, I will accept them with open arms. Let's go. You know, we need to save our country. And this should never have been. And this started with COVID. It should have never been a partisan issue. The election, you know, it should have been a fair American election the way it's supposed to be. You know, nobody wants to elect a cheater. You know, I mean, we teach our kids this, you know, cheating's bad, lying's bad. You know, why don't we set that example? Why doesn't that example go, you know, into adulthood? You know, the left doesn't think that, you know, that should apply to them. So, yeah, I think that uniting is going to be pretty powerful. And I think that we do have a big chance, especially right now.
And Trump only gained popularity as his presidency continued on. Biden is only going to continue to lose support as long as he's in there until they do the swap for Kamala. We'll see how that one goes. I don't think it'll go well either. Real quick, before we go back out to your phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. That's where we get our support from you. We don't have big pharmaceutical companies sponsoring us. That's why we can talk the truth about COVID. You know, we don't have big sponsors here telling us what to say or, oh, don't talk about that. It'll make our sponsors look bad. No. You're our sponsors when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. 2 days left, so this is not going to last through the weekend. It's the end of the January 2021 Mega Sale. The great supplements on sale, Pollen Block, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, it's all there. It's all on sale. And $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Again, I have three of these in my house. If you have a pet, great. For pet odors and the hair and the stuff that gets in the air. And just in general, folks, I'm telling you, I love the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters. Clean up the air in your house. In fact, when we first started talking about these, I should bring these studies back up. I just forget. The average U.S. home, according to the latest studies, is as polluted as a major metropolitan area. Folks, don't live in a house breathing in toxic air. Most people don't even have fresh plants to clean the oxygen in their house. So get the Alexa Pure Breeze $130 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Ivan, a Marine veteran. I think we may have lost you earlier, Ivan, but you're back connected now from FEMA Region 4. Biden putting the trannies in the military is your discussion topic today. Go ahead, Ivan.
Hello. Greetings, comrade.
Yes, comrade.
My apologies. I called earlier, but I could not speak to you as I was summoned by our great leader, our Führer, our father, Commandant General Joseph Biden.
Ah, Chairman Biden, yes.
Yes, he is already greater than that golden toe Donald Trump. Our holy and our pure leader has already signed over 30 executive orders to undo all the things that dirty American president tried to do to help you disgusting American slave.
So wait, Ivan, let me ask you a question. When you entered the Marines, were you Ivan or were you Ivanka, or are you in the middle of your change? And now that the transsexuals can be back in, you're back.
I have not done the operation yet, comrade.
But you're considering it now that you have Biden's good graces.
Yes, yes. I will consider that next year. But I do have some good news for you, comrade.
Let's hear it.
Now, the next executive order will send all you disgusting info warriors to a beautiful resort in the island of Cuba.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, that dirty, disgusting Alex Jones. He thinks that he can fund his info war. We will crush you.
You know, the funny thing is, you speak about Guantanamo Bay. You know that the Biden administration sent vaccines. They sent the COVID vaccines to Guantanamo Bay before even nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what we wanted. We want to experiment on you disgusting info warriors. We have a whole fleet of vaccines waiting for you. And you, Owen, yes. Yes, you will get 5 vaccines.
Well, at least it's not 5 COVID anal probes.
I had to get that out. Hey, man, it's great talking to you, Owen. I do find hilarious how the Dems, you know, they hate walls, and all of a sudden now they got a wall built around them. But I think that, you know, they're just, I think they're scared because they know that now a lot of people are awake.
Oh, if you want more evidence that they're scared, think about this. They wouldn't even let the National Guard have ammunition or magazines. I mean, what is that? If you're really afraid of someone like World War Z, like climbing over fences to get into the Capitol, like, I'm getting Nancy Pelosi, then why would you tell them to remove their ammunition and magazines? I mean, they're even afraid of the troops.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And this lady wants, like, you know, she wanted turrets or something like that.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi wanted turrets. And by the way, I'm telling you, Nancy Pelosi is running the whole show. Biden has no idea what's going on. Pelosi is running that whole show down there with the National Guard at the Capitol.
No. I mean, she's completely in control. That guy is clueless. He doesn't know where he is half the time. It's a joke. But you know what? I did want to touch on the tranny thing in the military, man. I mean, honestly, it's going to destroy the troop morale. I mean, can you imagine being in some faraway land, right? You're in a foxhole with some man girl saying how he's getting cranky because he's getting his period and his nipples hurt. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, that's what you need, you know, when you're in the middle of combat, is somebody trying to figure out how to get the right tuck job.
I mean, it's sick. I mean, he's going to look at you like, hey, how's my lipstick look? Like, what are you, dude? No.
See,
we don't need that in the military.
Oh, Ivan, we heard you. You call into InfoWars War Room and you speak negatively about transsexual. It's time for you to get the COVID anal swab, maybe two, and a vaccine for you. And you will spend some time now in re-education, Ivan. Ivan, you apologize to the transsexuals now, Ivan. They don't have, Ivan, you've been bad. You've been very bad. Chairman Biden does not support this hate speech, Ivan. You will take a knee to the tranny. You will put the makeup on the tranny.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The Veterans Call-In Special. We still got a lot of great veterans on the line. Frontline nurse, Army veteran Aaron Olszewski, kind enough to stick with us as well. And so I want to go back to the veterans on the line right now. Douglas, a Navy veteran calling in from California. Douglas, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Owen. I pray I'm loud and proud here.
Well, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and hats off to Erin for her service. I was a Navy corpsman with amphibious assault teams, and I did triage. And from day one, January, a year ago, I looked at the mode of operation of our systems, and I thought to myself, this is wrong. This is not how you do triage in an epidemic or any kind of disaster. Critical care units. I had a license as a nurse. I worked critical care units. And I've been around L.A., from L.A. up to San Luis Obispo, and I've gone by hospitals that are empty.
Yep.
And I have to challenge it and question it. But surrounding the Capitol with guards and walls just amazes me. And I have to say, and I got to pull this from Marcus Aurelius, if it's not right, don't do it. And I find so many people are controlled by their paychecks, and they're getting paid by the government or the stores they work in, and they know they're doing the wrong thing, but they're doing it anyways.
You know, this is such an important point, and it really gets back to the financial slavery that we're in. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. It's no fault of their own. They're hardworking people. A lot of them work multiple jobs. What are they supposed to do? And you know, it's a perfect example. I've had it many times because I hate to do the mask. And so I, you know, people have to beg me basically to wear a mask. And I tell them, like, this is why I don't do it, all this stuff. And they're like, look, man, I'm just trying to keep my job. And I'm like, if you go along with this, you're never going to have a job. That's the end game here. And so, but it's like, man, I'm just trying to stay employed. So it's like, I get it. Fine. But, you know, Aaron, I saw you nodding your head when he was talking about the triage. You have experience in that as well. You want to respond to what Douglas was saying?
No, he's exactly right. I mean, I experienced this over in Iraq, and I also experienced this, you know, in the hospital. And they just didn't triage. They just pretty much admitted everybody. And this was in, you know, they obviously targeted the lower income minority type of hospitals, the hospitals that needed the funding. So you're exactly right, Douglas. And then also, you know, money, you know, like these, nurses were getting paid $10,000 a week. Some doctors up to $50,000 a week. And, you know, you're right. People are very lured to do something if there's money involved. And, you know, a lot of people didn't speak up. They still don't speak up. Even, you know, this is not just COVID, the election, the Capitol. You know, look at how many police officers that were around the Capitol probably know the truth and are just remaining silent because mm-hmm. they want to keep jobs and paychecks. So yeah, I couldn't agree more with what you said, Douglas.
And you know, and Douglas, I'm going to go back to you, but I wanted to follow up with Aaron on this because, you know, I have friends that are nurses. You've been a nurse. I mean, the truth is nurses do work long, hard hours on normal hospital times, not during COVID, but they do. They work long, hard hours. Sometimes they feel underappreciated, maybe even underpaid. And so I can see perfectly how perhaps a downtrodden nurse or whatever, or maybe a nurse who wants to get back at the system says, look, this is the easiest work I've ever done. I'm not even working and I'm getting paid 4 or 5 times what I'm normally getting paid. I don't want this gravy train to stop. I mean, do you see that happening, Aaron?
No, it is true. And you know, nurses for the longest time have been fighting for rights. You know, I mean, we're overworked, we're understaffed, you know, the hospitals care more about fluffing a patient's pillow than they do the actual patient, you know, so we've been fighting this for a long time. And I think that, you know, giving us those type of paychecks and, you know, and praying that we wouldn't say anything is, you know, it was good for a lot of nurses. It was appreciated, but why stay silent when you know people are essentially being murdered in these hospitals? What good is that? You know, I said this before, like, what is a life worth? Is it worth $10,000 a week? I don't think so. You know, and that's the type of mindset that we all need to have. You know, if something's wrong, then we need to step up and say something. And
you know what,
though?
I think sadly, but true. I think people are so separated from God now. And mm-hmm. and then uneven knowingly so connected to evil. I mean, you see what they do to old people in nursing homes. I mean, so there's just evil people out there. And yeah, they will say, yeah, I'll let people die. I'll take my $10,000 check. Screw them. Mm-hmm. So I do think that goes on, sadly. Douglas, I want to let you finish up here. Go ahead.
Also, I used to detox drunks and addicts and psych patients also. And it often found that rapists and child molesters tell people, don't tell anyone, shut up about this. So that equation of darkness, I cannot reconcile today when I see the Capitol surrounded with soldiers and walls.
And by the way, we now have the Biden, it's in left-wing media, how Biden's calling up his family saying, hey, don't talk about our business. Hey, don't mention me when you're doing your business. So, I mean, that's the same thing. Like, yeah. And, of course, we all know what Joe Biden does when little girls come to the Oval Office. We'll just stop it right there. Thank you for the call, Douglas. Let's go to Jack, Army veteran in Arizona. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, what's up, Owen?
Howdy.
Cool to be on your show, buddy. Hey, so I wanted to call in because I had this super cool new nickname for Kamala, but listening to your show, man, I'm sitting here just getting more and more fired up. And it just, I got to say, man, like Obama, right? I always tell my wife, Obama gave me the red pill. Trump gave me the black pill. And it's not anything that Trump did himself. It's just he brought to light the evidence that none of this freaking mattered. It's like, it's become a game. It really has. So it's just freaking mind-blowing how they're exploiting the military, turning this into all a bunch of virtue signaling. I mean, do we honestly think that the Army, Marines, Navy, whatever, is going to be overran with transgenders? Not going to happen. What's honestly going to happen is they'll get disqualified for other mental health issues, and life will go on. But there'll be one. There'll be one that Joe Biden or Kamala herself will have a photo op with. And just to say, I can almost guarantee you the very first transgendered in the military that they will take the photo op with will be from the Air Force.
And Well, I'd actually bet Navy. But here, I would say this. What I think will happen, and I'm not demonizing people that do this. It's not a bad thing. But a lot of people go into the military to get, you know, college scholarships and other stuff like that. It's perfectly fine. If they make it available, people will go into the military just to get the sex change surgery. So it'll become just a new way to get people in, give them a handout. Again, I'm not saying it's not good that we're getting people to go to college if they join the military. I'm just saying it'll be a new phenomenon of that. Oh, I'm going to join the military. I'm going to have my sex change surgery. And then, like you said, Jack, they'll get in and fail a whatever test, a mental test and physical test, and it'll just be like, oh, I just got my surgery anyway.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck. President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States, and it spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth and without your prayer and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Silent majority is no longer silent.
This
is the War Room.
All right, we got a couple more chuckles for you. Two segments left. Last segment with Aaron here. You just saw that meme. Yeah, the $15 an hour minimum wage with Amazon and Google and Apple celebrating that. Hey, they don't care. They have slaves in China that make their goods. So your $15 minimum wage in America doesn't mean anything to them. But take a look at this madness. PETA puts out a statement. I mean, folks, what's more ridiculous? A COVID anal swab or this from PETA? Words can create a more inclusive world or perpetuate oppression. Calling someone an animal as an insult reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. Like what Biden probably does to his dogs and peanut butter. All right, I'll stop. Stand up for justice by rejecting supremacist language. And then they give you a chart. Instead of using the word chicken, use the word coward. Instead of using the word rat when describing Anthony Fauci, use the word snitch. Instead of using snake when you talk about Mitch McConnell, use the word jerk. Instead of pig, use repulsive when referring to Rosie O'Donnell. And instead of sloth, use lazy. A statement brought to you by PETA, taking on speciesism. Okay. So, what's crazier, the Chinese anal swab coming to a town near you or PETA telling you you're not allowed to use animals as insults anymore? Wow, I would tell PETA to get bent, but then they might think I'm giving them an anal swab. Let's squeeze in another phone call here, and then we'll get more a final comment from Aaron Olszewski, such a great guest all the time. Let's go to, we can do a little switch here and do some game stock. Al in works in finance calling in from Switzerland here today. Is it Al or Ale? I'm sorry.
Ale, you got it right.
Okay, Ale, yeah, go ahead.
It's so awesome to be on your show. I watch you guys from here every day. It's amazing what you do, and it's just such a blessing to have you guys online.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us.
Thanks to Ale,
and all the other great veterans
everyone.
Too.
Grew up in Texas, but been in Switzerland like now all my life. So yeah, GameStop. I think people should continue doing this. It's dangerous. You can lose money, but I think the overall effect is awesome. And not only that, I think people should continue go on to silver. Like, why not? Why not? It's been enough. I mean, this thing is just so corrupt. It's not even funny anymore. It's not funny anymore. Every country is bankrupt. Every financial asset firm that I talk to, all of their millionaire clients are putting all their stuff into hard assets. And I don't see why everyone else should do as well.
Yeah, this, and right. The cool thing about this is that there's no racial boundaries, there's no political boundaries. I mean, they're trying to turn it into that, saying, oh, it's white supremacist. Now they're realizing it is mostly Trump supporters that are beating Wall Street right now. They hate to admit it. So that's why they're saying, oh, it's white supremacist. Oh, it's bad. We love Wall Street all of a sudden. So this is going to be a major red pill, I think, for liberals out there. But, I mean, what do you see coming next?
Next in what sense?
I mean, are they going to keep doing short squeezing, or are they going to try to move on to, like, inflate precious metals and show how they're oversaturated and overlevered in the market and just totally blow up the price of that?
Yeah, I think that's what people should do. I think not only that, I mean, all the money in the world, dollars, yen, euros, it's all worthless. It's worth nothing now. So why are we all still playing around with this fake money when we could all be all starting to switch to other, like either buy silver and squeeze the market at the same time? That would be amazing. And get out of business.
And in a strange way, I mean, in a weird way, like there has been more of an awakening in action and engagement since Biden got in than we ever even had under Trump. In a way. So, like, again, I voted for Trump. I don't regret that. But, like, the polarization of Trump didn't allow us to do so much of this. And because we had so much hope that he would do a lot of it. And so now that he's out, the polarization is gone. The field is kind of wide open. Biden's asleep at the switch. So he's not even going to have any impact on any of this. Ale, thank you so much for calling in from Switzerland today. Always great to reach you guys over there on the other side of the pond. Aaron, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, kind of what happened with the stock market is what we need to do overall. You know, this is where the unity comes in because, you know, we're very powerful if we can combine forces. And this is a perfect example of it. The left and the right, we both have interest in what they're doing with our money and what we can and can't do and how they're controlling. You know, it's the top elite, ultimately. We need to be against the elite and not against each other. So I think that's where I stand. And, yeah, they don't have Trump to blame anymore. So they can't blame Biden because they don't want to bring his dementia to light. So, you know, ultimately, let's go after the top. Let's go after the elite, who's really ultimately responsible for a lot of the problems that we're in right now.
Yeah, that's it exactly. All right, we'll continue on this. Kyle in Wisconsin wants to talk about the GME stocks bringing everyone together. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear.
Awesome. So I just want to comment, too, before I talk about this stock specifically, how I felt like there was a moment when Don Jr., Ted Cruz, and AOC was like, we were really living in the Matrix, and they were all agreeing with each other. And then AOC came back and just again showed her true colors and just blew it all up.
Yep.
By quote tweeting Ted Cruz saying, well, you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And
which is, again, it's a beautiful thing. Hey, I wish AOC could come along and get along, even though she's a commie. But she just showed, like you said, she showed her true colors. They're not interested in unity.
Exactly. And it's just that interaction perfectly sums up the left, in my opinion, especially these younger, newer people like AOC and her supporters, not to completely generalize all of them. But I just think that that was the most accurate way that you could describe how the left has an opportunity for unity, but nope, we're not going to take it. We're actually going to blow it up, and it's somehow going to relate to something completely not even related. But
because here's the reality. They can never actually be for unity with all the lies they've told. Really? You think we're Nazis and white supremacists and you're going to unify with us? Of course you're not. Of course that's not who we are, but that's the big lie. And if they ever did unify with us, they'd have to admit that was a lie. They never would.
And then when it comes to the stock specifically, I think that there's such an opportunity to red pill so many people, like the previous caller was saying. But I also think, too, there's finally a time where the common man or the common woman is waking up to they're hearing about the market and how you can make money in it. And it's almost like these billionaires, they used to say, skip your Starbucks, skip your avocado toast and invest it instead. And now when everybody's doing it, they're like, oh, never mind. Don't do that.
Right. Because then you invest it. They took it.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, is I think these billionaires, for as much of this quote unquote advice they want to give to everybody, they really don't want you to go and do it. And then when people finally do, they panic and then they start showing their true colors.
Yeah. And it really just shows how they're panicked right now by shutting off the trades, saying, oh, wait a second, we didn't mean to invest. No. So it just shows how they really are totally exposed right now. And I'm telling you, man, they are so over-levered. Remember, Trump used to talk about being under-levered. They are so over-levered, they really don't even have the money to pay for what they have. And that's why they're so upset right now. Kyle, thanks for the call. All right, final 60 seconds with Aaron Olszewski. Final comments.
Well, I think that this is ultimately a blessing in disguise, and we just kind of have to run with it. If we can unite, that would be amazing. There's common ground, you know, out there, and we just have to kind of find it. And ultimately, like another veteran said a little bit earlier, start getting involved, you know, start taking up these positions, be brave, stand up. You know, the time is right now to change America, and we cannot let our ship sink because of elites that just are all about control. So this is what we fought for, you know, while we served our country. And this is what we continue to fight for as we move forward.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. Well said. Final segment on the other side. We'll take about 3 or 4 more calls from the veterans on this spectacular Veterans Call-In Show.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in
delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, no better place to shop on the entire internet than InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, a couple other laughing stocks before we take the final veterans' calls here. MSNBC host suggests climate change could spark an alien attack from outer space. Yes, Joy Reid. Boy, wouldn't that be the perfect little segue, though, into their Project Bluebeam fake alien attack? Oh, you're killing the planet, so the aliens are here. Oh. That'll be the day. But, hey, the MSNBC host said it. Now, tell me if this is, I mean, what do you even classify this as? The stepdaughter of Kamala Harris, this individual right here, Ella Emhoff, has just been signed to a major modeling deal. Armpit hair, ugly tattoos and all. And just no model I've ever seen before. It looks like that. Nothing against her, but the ugly tattoos, the abrasive armpit hair, and what seems to be the lack of any attempt at femininity at all. But hey, what do I know? What do I know? A couple other news headlines here. Again, this is going to be an interesting thing to follow. Facebook reportedly considering antitrust lawsuit against Apple. There's something going on with that. Very interesting. And, you know, I had this on my desk all week. I never got to it. I noticed it never made any news either. NYPD officer shot in back in the Bronx. But, hey, Black Lives Matter was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. So there you go. Also, outraged South Africans storm police station, lock useless, unreliable cops inside, accused of abandoning villagers amid rampant crime. Wow. Dan Lyman has that story over at InfoWars Europe. Okay. We're going to go back out to the phone lines now. Final calls from our great veterans here. Brent, Air Force veteran, calling in from California. Brent, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Good. Thank you.
It's always an honor to speak with you. Called in a couple times, talked to you over the years, and appreciate what you guys do at InfoWars.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. I've heard a common theme today, and that is it's time for everyone to stand up and fight, but we need to do it with a pen, with legal action, just like Aaron and a ton of other callers were saying. The only way we could really do this is by the pen. We don't want a civil war, you know. If it comes to a civil war, like it seems like they're trying to push, with H.R. 127 that they're coming out with the federal laws and gun laws. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah, and then also just labeling half of America domestic terrorists because they wave an American flag, you know.
Absolutely. So now's the time to sue. Now's the time to get into legal action. I mean, I'm wondering if Barnes, if you guys ever be able to coordinate some kind of action for all of us, I mean, everybody to sue their local district attorneys for the ballot images. In every district, you know, just like Bev Harris was.
Well, actually,
about
you know, I don't know if you know this. It actually just broke about an hour ago. Apparently, the state of Arizona, the state legislatures have just hired a private contractor to do a forensic audit of the vote because they couldn't get any cooperation with the government.
Exactly. I think they were going for two. I thought they were talking about getting two different people.
They may have. I just saw that breaking as I was on air, so I didn't read the story.
That's good, but we can't just do it in one spot. We all have to do it because Arizona won't be able to do anything in California or any other state. It's us locally. We all have to do it.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think, though, because I agree, but it's not going to overturn the election. It needs to be done methodically and not even think about a race against time, but to be presented in such a fashion that everybody sees it and there's no doubt. I mean, we're not going to get Trump back in because of it. But if we can get the information in the audit and then present the information in the correct way, that can then say, yep, see, they stole it. They cheated here. I mean, we already know it, but maybe they can find something new.
I think Trump laid out basically the plan to do it. They blocked him from the top up, but we need to go from the ground up. We need to go locally, sue our local DAs to get the ballot images for the midterms. Because
here's the thing, though. Yeah, and if they can't present the ballot images, then they broke the law.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing is the ballot images for this last election with Trump, they're gone. That's how they do it. Once the election's over, they delete them and they're gone.
And that's against the law. Every state constitution, there has to be some sort of a record of a backup.
You know what they're doing? It's up to us, though, to sue locally. I mean, across the board in every state. We need some kind of an organization taking donations with lawyers to come out with some cookie cutter lawsuits. You know, maybe Robert Barnes would be able to help and get involved with this. But we need an organization for that to kind of lead the way. You know,
well, so I'll tell you what.
It takes us one.
We can get Robert Barnes scheduled for the War Room coming up next week or perhaps another attorney. But we'll reach out to Robert Barnes or somebody else to comment on this. And we'll be monitoring the situation in Arizona to see what kind of momentum can be built off that. Brett, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Archie. Marine veteran out of Indiana. Archie, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, it's Archie Bedarchie coming at you. I want to talk to you. I'm a proud Marine veteran, and you can always tell when the Air Force guys are on. I'm like, that guy definitely wasn't eating the crayons, you know? So in the Marines, we like to eat crayons, and they're just coming at you at a different level. The reason I wanted to give you a call is when I came back home, I had a lot of mental issues, and I went in the hospital. I was getting treatment for it. And when I was overseas, you're trying to figure out because you really couldn't say things around the officers or the staff NCOs, you know. So we came up with that's how we got the term Blue Falcon. So a Blue Falcon, a lot of enlisted guys will know what I'm talking about. They're the sneaky little guys you can't trust. You know, they'll stab you in the back when things kind of go south. You don't want them covering your six. So Blue Falcon came up with that, and I came back, and I had to get some treatment. So I went into the hospital, and I'm sitting in group. And this is back then before President Trump came out with, you can't be treating our vets bad. So we had some sadistic people in some of these treatment centers, you know, and we're sitting in a group and talking along. And this goes back to what you're talking about, PETA, how you're not supposed to say these words. Do you follow me, Owen?
Oh, you can't say Blue Falcon.
Okay. No. So we're sitting around but they would say, you know, if you weren't abiding by their program, they would say you're messing up their program. And vets would get kicked out of a PTSD ward because we're not going by their program. So we're in group one day, and there was a guy that was in on the ward, and I just had to say it. I said, you know what? I think Rob's a Blue Falcon. You know, five other guys slid their chair out from Rob. They knew exactly what a Blue Falcon was. So, and I know a lot of vets that are enlisted, they're familiar with the term. It means you are a scumbag. You're low. You don't trust this guy. Well, I'm calling because I have a new term that I want all the info warriors to clue into. It's called HUA. Okay, write that down, Owen. Like H for hotel, U as in unicorn, and A as in alpha. HUA all the way, baby. That's the phrase you say. When you're out and about and you see people wearing masks and everything, the term that you would say was HUA all the way. And that'll let everybody know, oh, you must be watching InfoWars because you learned this at InfoWars. HUA stands for head up ass.
Huh. Yeah, well, that seems to be half the people walking around these days, Archie. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We know you're not a Blue Falcon. All right, Shrimp Dog, last caller, Shrimp Dog, Army veteran. Yeah, there's Joe Biden, head up ass. Shrimp Dog, 60 seconds, finishes off.
Owen, thanks for taking my call. I do have a red InfoWars privacy pouch and a black InfoWars wet weather bag in transit. Thank you, InfoWars store, for that email. Well, I just have one question for you right now, Owen. Why can't I have a right to try to live my life without your vaccine? Why? Can't I have a right to try to live my life without your lockdown? Why can't I have a right to try to live my life?
Shrimp Dog, always entertaining, singing, rapping, poetry, he does it all. Shrimp Dog, thank you for calling. That does it. What a spectacular veterans call-in show it was. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.